Log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes and arrows and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find Multi game feeders, trail cameras by Multi and Cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Active Paragon goes for it on fourth down. The shotgun position, Aldrich takes it, and it's fumbled and recovered by number 28, Drew Heiser. But Caseville Eagles stop him on fourth down, and now they take over at about the 26 or 27-yard line. First carry there by Kennedy. Hands it off up the middle there to the gut to number 34, Cole Simmons. 2:15 to go. There's, that was a big stop there by the Caseville Eagles defense on Akron Fairgrove. And the ball is real, getting a little slippery and muddy out there for some of the players to handle it.
Extremely slippery and muddy. We've had seen some fumbles coming down that last drive for the Vikings.
The clock is running now. It apparently didn't run. Maybe it was a little malfunction because of the rain.
Now we're going to go second down and 9 to go. They're down at their 30, about 28-yard line. Pitch off quickly. That's going to be to the freshman, Cole Simmons. They're going to run him out of bounds. Up to the 35.
Freshmen and sophomores to be on the team come next year for the Caseville Eagles. They're down 8-0 right now with 1:58 to go here. Mikey Smith here and Eddie Perry on AM 1340 WLVW. The Vikings lead the Eagles 8-0 in high school 8-man football. Last game of the regular season in week 9. Special Sunday selection show for the high school playoff pair-ups. Tune in to Cruise 102.1 FM. After your 5 o'clock news at the bottom of the hour there tomorrow. Under center, Kennedy, and a false start by the Eagles. Number 54 on the left side. 5-yard penalties over here. Aaron Pedry. Pedry?
Come back him up a little bit. Makes it third and 9 for
the Eagles. Nice little turnout here for the Eagles and Vikings here on the sidelines. A lot of them came prepared.
Their umbrellas.
We didn't.
Nope. That'll be sunny today and 90 degrees.
Here we go. Split wide receivers. Kennedy, QB, shotgun position. Has Simmons right next to him. The handoff to Simmons and Vikings slipping away, but they roll bring down Simmons there. That was on third down. It'll be fourth and long. They're going to have to punt it off and be very worried here of this punt here.
Of getting a good snap and a good hold on that punt. It was just a 1-yard carry for the freshman, Cole Simmons.
We were going to try to keep stats, but our paperwork is all wet. So that is out of the picture.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll get some info. Here, what matters is the score. With 35 seconds left here in the first quarter, 8-0, Vikings lead. Eagles will put it off. Number 20, it looks like, Tanaka.
And back deep for the Vikings will be Aldrich, the quarterback.
He gets a nice put off, but caught by Aldrich at the 35-yard line. He slips away to the 50 now, up to the 45, and finally brought down by Simmons. At about the 45-yard line, Aldridge quickly returns it for the Vikings into Caseville Eagles territory. Look at number 50 playing with a cast on his arm there.
He's missing this last game of the season.
Kyle Horn toughing it up for the last game of the regular season.
Kyle Horn is a sophomore, so he's got a couple years back.
He'll be back.
The Vikings will start on their short side of the field. Going to mark it at about the 46 or a half yard line on the Caseville Eagles side. Aldrich is in shotgun, looking for a pass down that right sideline. He's got it up to him, in and out of the hands of number 8, Nick Marja.
In fact, he was being defended by the other number 8, Channing Bransky.
Nick Boyer. That was number 8, Nick McGuire for the Vikings.
Second and 10. Ball at about the 46-yard line in Caseville Eagle territory for the Vikings on offense. Shotgun position. Double set wide receivers on the right. One on the left. One untimed down as the clock kind of stalling there. Clock will run. One untimed down. Man in motion, Aldrich, getting the playoff at the end of the first quarter. And he's brought down at about the 45-yard line. A good stop there. We got about a yard gain there.
Moving in there for the tackle, number 54. The clock is going up. Party.
The clock is going up. It's behind me.
Your score.
At the end of the first quarter, 8-0. Vikings lead against the Caseville Eagles. You're listening to WLEW AM 1340.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
All right, welcome back to AM 1340 WLEW. Getting ready here for the start of the second quarter. 8-0, the Vikings are leading the Caseville Eagles as they switch sides of the fields. Ball at about the 45-yard line for the Vikings in Caseville Eagle territory. Third down and about 9.
Third down and about 8.
Going to have her solidly on the 45-yard line of the Eagles side of the field.
Official. There we go. Shotgun position here. And there is a Viking horn, if you could hear it. Man in motion. Aldrich throws it down the line of scrimmage. Eagles almost have him. And he pushed, and he gets the first down. Down to the 35-yard line. He almost had him. Brought down by number 13 on defense, Jim Koski.
Drew Heiser on that.
He hit his own player and almost stopped. Eagles couldn't capitalize on that.
He had a big 10-yard reception on that from Aldrich. The rusher out there keeping a better dry on the football there.
Fresh set of downs here for the Vikings.
First down at the 35. Aldrich is in the shotgun position. He looks for a keeper right there off the right side.
And Kennedy slips away with a potential tackle. Aldrich finally brought down, but a good run there for how many?
Like probably 9 on that. Going to make it a short second down and 1. Aldridge just kept it, looking for his open spot. Scoot along the way. Yes, we got second down and 9. Second down and 1, excuse me. All the way down just shy of the 30, 25-yard line. Aldridge is a shotgun with a man in motion. Crossing over to his left side. Aldridge will keep it over to the left side of the line now. He's quickly picked up by a host of Eagles defenders.
That was the whole neck.
Yes.
10:29 to go here.
We're going to pick him up 3 on that for the first down. I think bringing him down to 21-yard line. 23-yard line, just shy of that red zone. Trying to capitalize on these turnovers. Aldridge still in a shotgun position. Man in motion again is number 28, Drew Housen. Hand off 42, coming back the other way to the right side. The big back, Zach Englehart. They're going to give him 1 on that, or are they going to have a stop right at the line of scrimmage? Second down, they're going to have a loss of 1 on that, so it's going to be second and 11. About the Eagles 24, if you heard the announcer. And maybe a ref special timeout. No, they're getting ready to go here. Aldrich in a shotgun position. Drew Hauser next to him. in motion. It's going to be 40.